Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, November 26, 2019. I'm Dan Hyman. The Trump administration has been stonewalling impeachment, refusing to let officials testify, but a federal judge has ruled that former White House counsel Don McGahn has to comply with a House of Representatives subpoena. The administration had argued McGahn has absolute immunity, that executive privilege protects sensitive internal discussions at the White House, but the federal district judge in Washington said no one is above the law. Just in time for Thanksgiving, two storms look likely to spread a mix of rain, snow, and wind, disrupting travel in some places. The National Weather Service says the first storm will dump as much as 6 to 12 inches of heavy snow from Colorado to Michigan. A separate storm is expected to bring winds up to hurricane force to the coasts of Oregon and Northern California, then moving east and changing to snow in the Mountain West. More than 2 million Americans live without running water and basic indoor plumbing, according to a new report by water access group Dig Deep.
The report finds that lack of clean water hits vulnerable communities in the country particularly hard, including the Navajo Nation in the Southwest and coal regions in McDowell County, West Virginia. McDowell County resident Linda McKinney says people there have struggled for years for this basic human need, facing polluted, unreliable running water. She says the impoverished region doesn't have the tax base to fund improvements.
I'm 63 years old, and it's been going on since I was born, and it's now come to the point. We're in a disaster mode because our water is contaminated.
McKinney says many people have to use run-down coal camp water systems that were never kept up and then abandoned when coal companies folded. She says the water that runs through these systems, when they run at all, picks up contaminants, putting health and daily living in jeopardy. For Public News Service, I'm Diane Bernard reporting.
A new interactive map from the National Wildlife Federation called Unnatural Disasters shows climate change, in combination with other factors, is putting at least 1 million plant and animal species around the world at risk of extinction.
According to Ed Perry with the Federation's Climate Crisis Campaign in Pennsylvania, figures from last year show some of those impacts are hitting very close to home.
It's affected our state fish, the brook trout, and our state bird, the ruffed grouse.
He says heavy rain destroys trout habitat and leaves standing water where mosquitoes can breed, spreading West Nile virus that kills many bird species. There are economic impacts from climate change as well. The Federation's map says by October there had been 10 weather and climate-related events nationwide exceeding $1 billion in losses in 2019 alone. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
This is PNS. According to the BBC, the central Chinese government is responding to the landslide victory for pro-democracy candidates in local Hong Kong council elections by stating that the city will always be ruled from Beijing and warning against further protests. Numerous U.S. states are trying to impose work requirements on healthy adults in Medicaid. Waivers have been approved in 6 states, 9 are pending, and 3 have been set aside by the courts. In Michigan, healthcare advocates are now suing.
Health policy analyst with the Michigan League for Public Policy, Amber Belizaire, contends Medicaid should not be altered in a way that makes it punitive or ineffective.
Folks are really already working and potentially have very legitimate reasons for why they are not working, and this just adds an additional barrier that is not necessary.
Estimates based on how similar work requirements played out in Arkansas show that between 61,000 and 183,000 Michigan residents could lose coverage. Mary Sherman reporting.
Farming and conservation groups in the Midwest are deeply concerned over the unintended impacts from the herbicide dicamba. Regulators in Arkansas recently relaxed the rules on its use, and critics say it's damaging vulnerable crops, trees, and wildlife.
While they are calling for several changes in the regulations, the primary concern is with a one-mile buffer zone placed on its use. Dan Scheiman, conservation director with Audubon, Arkansas, says dicamba is causing significant damage outside that zone, which he believes should be expanded.
There was apparent dicamba symptoms on native plants all across eastern Arkansas, and a lot of the places where we found that damage was within up to 2 miles.
Mark Richardson reporting.
In Illinois, observers are especially concerned that native trees are collateral damage from dicamba. Retired Illinois state biologist Martin Kemper says they're seeing injuries to dogwoods, oaks, sycamores, and other native trees and plants.
We're seeing a serious decline in the health of many trees, and we've crossed the threshold of mortality for some. Trees take a long time to grow. Many of the oak trees that are being injured are keystone species. They provide acorns for wildlife hard nest. Those are very important food sources.
Volunteers with one monitoring effort in Illinois say they've documented more than 100 cases of off-target herbicide damage to native trees, as well as wildflowers and food crops. Willie Murphy might be 82, but the Rochester, New York grandmother can still deadlift more than 200 pounds and works out every day at the local Y. When a drunk 28-year-old man broke into her house, Murphy grabbed a table. She told a local news station she went to working on him with it until it broke. Murphy says, in all, she did such a number on him, he seemed happy when the police and EMTs showed up. I'm Dan Hyman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.